Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today, I'm going to tackle a subject that is on my mind and hopefully is on your mind as well, which is some of the big trends we can expect in 2015. So today, I have with me a couple of my trusty experts. I have Lawrence Hart of Word of Pi, and also Steve Weissman of Holly Group. So guys, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
And I want to start with a subject that we talked a little bit about last time, but now I want to dig in a little bit more. So my first question about trends for next year is related to enterprise content management. And, you know, last year when I first started covering this beat, a lot of people were talking about hybrid being kind of the future of ECM. So my question to you, is that the case?
One of the things that I'm always guarding my clients and my, you know, training students against is looking at the world in a binary way. It's either this or that. So the notion of hybrid cloud-based ECM, without getting into the whole semantic wrangle about what each of those words signify, it just makes sense. If you're really doing this right, you're starting with the business problem that you're trying to solve. You know, the cloud is a wonderful alternative, but it's really just an alternative. It's another way to think about how and where you are getting your hosting. So I think it's not an either or. It's not, oh, hybrid is good, hybrid is bad, hybrid is coming. It's always been on the table. So it's just a matter of organizations getting past the hype and looking at, well, what really makes sense for them? You know, the same with the ECM, quote-unquote, ECM versus file sharing. Depending what you need, in the, you know, you could say that, well, they're both means for managing enterprise content. One may be more collaborative and nothing else, where the other is all the bells and whistles that may include collaboration. So we spend a lot of time trying to figure out, well, what are these things and what do they mean and splitting hairs about the differences. It's all about the business problem, and you mix and match and choose accordingly.
Okay.
So I'm going to take advantage of this opportunity to disagree with Steve, because this is definitely not going to be a hybrid cloud scenario in 2015. There just aren't enough vendors to offer a hybrid type solution. And this is to say that I don't consider having, you know, a cloud solution like Box and an on-premise solution like OpenText a hybrid approach. What you really have are two separate systems, and that's what we have now inside our systems. We have multiple on-prem systems, and so I don't view us taking a hybrid approach from what I would consider, you know, it's a strategy and the stuff talks together. I do see a lot more cloud coming in 2015. I don't see a lot of mass movement to the cloud. What I do see is that a lot of deals that would have gone to traditional on-premise vendors previously are going to start more and more often going to cloud vendors. And I think, you know, the EFS vendors like Box and Dropbox can continue to add enterprise features to allow them to win more and more of those deals. And so we're going to see that continued transition. And that's where I see it going. But from a hybrid perspective, I think, you know, I do agree with Steve that that's probably, for many organizations, the right answer, but it's also a transitional answer. It's for those companies who see the value of the cloud but are scared of it.
Yeah, I'd buy that. And I guess in my rant, I wasn't limiting my comment to 2015. You know, OpenText and Box and those guys, they're making a lot of noise that you might put under the category of hybrid cloud or cloud or, you know me, I try not to get hung up on the vocabulary of it. Mm-hmm. To me, it's a hosting issue. If you could make the case, well, you kind of just did, Lawrence. You said there aren't a lot of vendors doing it, and that's true, but there are some. You could make the case that people are doing hybrid cloud now. Is that a trend for 2015?
Yeah, really, how many vendors are doing hybrid cloud? I can think of one.
But you can think of one. That's my point. But
yeah,
what I'm,
because SharePoint, they claim to do hybrid cloud, but they don't. You're running parallel systems.
Well, yes. The point that I'm getting at is we're talking about a trend for 2015. It's a trend, yeah. But with less than lowercase letters. There is this noise out there, but it's not where everybody should be rushing. And the other point I make is, whatever the it is, everybody shouldn't be rushing towards it anyway. They have to rush towards the it that makes sense for them.
So just to push on this point for one more minute, and then we'll move on. So there are probably a handful of vendors, but let's talk about the idea, which is that it allows companies to have some of their data behind their firewall, and presumably, if they're concerned about security, their data, some of that data is behind the firewall, but also they can have some of their files and data up in the cloud. They can share with third parties. It kind of opens up the options in terms of collaboration. Would you guys agree with that? Might?
I think it's a wonderful model. I really do. I think the concept of, you know, I mean, back in my, you know, when I was doing a lot of large deals, you know, we would draft a proposal, but they were like, hey, we're working with partners on this proposal. We'd share it with them. And now we share it on email. But if I could send it up to a public site, we could work on it. And then when we were done, I could pull it back into my environment automatically as a business user without having to do any migrations or transfers. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And that's when you need it. You know, if I have a working project site and we're working out there, and when the project's done, I pull it back into my system and throw it into my RRM. Great. But the systems that can do that out there are very few. I've not seen it in most roadmaps. And it doesn't mean there won't be mystery announcements coming out, but you know, it's going to take a while for them to start selling or implementing any of these. So in 2015, I don't see a lot of it happening. And I see it getting there eventually, but the question is, will the technology be widely available before people just decide that, hey, I could just do it all in the cloud and be done with it?
So I guess for both of us, you come down to, well, it depends. And probably not 2015 in terms of a lifestyle dominating kind of issue.
Sure.
And this is a rapidly changing space. And, I mean, who would have thought that OpenText was going to announce a full SaaS solution coming in early 2015 at their last conference? I wouldn't have guessed that. You know, how well it works and what its features are, we won't know right away, but that's still not necessarily something I thought was coming. So it's changing rapidly. We'll just have to see what happens.
Right. Here's my next one for you. Social platforms and social business. And tools like social monitoring used to kind of be, companies were kind of in the first phase where they were using social monitoring really to firefight, to address customer grievances, to see how consumers and others were talking about them on the web. At a conference I went to earlier this year, the idea was really over the next 12 to 18 months, we're going to see social business just kind of mature, take off, and become a must-have for every company. And become really more of a predictive tool as well, where you can see more of what's down the road for your customers and audiences. So my question to you both, and let's start with Steve one more time, is do you think that's right, or is that overly hyped?
Well, you know I'm going to say it's overly hyped because I think every quote-unquote new thing is. you know, I look at social as it's another channel. You know, this is one of those clear-cut cases for me where organizations need to do what they need to do in terms of monitoring, to your point about firefighting. You know, they need to be monitoring what people are saying about them and where they're falling short in terms of serving their customers, you know, and all that kind of happy nonsense. Social is just another tool to do that. You know, you can do focus groups, you can do surveys, you can walk around the mall, you can monitor Twitter feeds. Clearly, it's valuable for that. I still think there are more companies that have no clue really what it is or how to use it than do. I mean, I'll give you an example. Let's just say a major cable TV provider that I tweeted about once because one of my channels disappeared. Johnny on the spot, I got a message from them via Twitter going, "Hey, Steve, what's the issue?" And I explained, and that was the last I ever heard from them. You know, so to me, that was an utter fail. They can claim they're using social, but they didn't really. They raised their hand to be counted as raising their hand, but they didn't do anything. There's nothing fundamental about their process that reflected the fact that they use social. So they're just doing it for the sake of doing it, which is a waste. So I think it can be a very valuable tool in the way many others can be, whether it's for predictive monitoring or not. It's just it's another data feed. The real issue is what happens with the data when it comes inside. What do you do with it? What do you learn from it that may be different? What do you need to do to change your message to meet people where they are in these new media forms? Those questions really have very little to do with technology per se. It's all about the process of customer service.
So I think what we're going to see is, we're not going to see much traction on this in the first half of 2015. A lot of organizations are still getting their marketing automation in place, and they're trying to manage and track what's happening everywhere else. And for a lot of people, that starts at the website. It continues on through email as a communication device, because everyone has email. And it's something that people have collected over time, and they have that data. Taking that on into social and becoming proactive, that's going to take a little bit more sophistication. And I don't think a lot of organizations have all the necessary baseline work ready to go into it. There are going to be a lot of more advanced, larger organizations that are going to be able to dive into it, and they're going to go out there and either show us how it's done or show us how it's not done. But from a widespread perspective, not at least until the second half of the year will we see it, just because the underlying technical foundation for doing it effectively, that marketing automation, is not as widely distributed and understood within organizations. I see some organizations who have it who are basically using it as a glorified email tool, and they aren't really taking advantage of the advanced features. So some of those numbers we see about adoption are skewed because they're not really taking advantage of what they have.
From my observation, some organizations that are really taking good advantage of this have they're throwing a lot of dollars at this in the way they used to throw a lot of dollars at, say, clipping services. They have a lot of people, they have a lot of man hours, and they also have a lot of technology. And they've defined their KPIs, and they've gotten executives on board, and they're spending a lot of money analyzing all these data streams that are coming in. And I'm talking about financial services companies, companies with big budgets. Do you think that's a factor here?
I do. I think, they're the ones, when I said some companies are going to do it, those are the ones who might do it. They're also going to be the ones who sit there, they blaze the trail for us and see what does or does not work. So it's going to be interesting to see how it pans out. But from a widespread perspective, that'll probably be even later, because you can throw a lot of money at it, but you still have to get the experiments take time and to get results, and you don't want to. In social media, we've seen time and time and again, you don't want to make too many missteps because people will have a field day with you.
Yeah, you basically said what I was just thinking. I think it's further out. I keep forgetting we're talking about 2015. I definitely think it's further out than that.
It's not almost 2016 yet, as much as we both want it to be.
Right, no, I know. Well, and the other point you made, many others, but this one I thought is particularly salient too, by definition, is such a visible thing. When you mess up, everybody sees it. Mm-hmm. So it is something to be considered carefully. I think the public can be a little bit forgiving, but you can't keep just throwing things against the wall and see what happens, because after a while it gets to be silly.
But in the meantime, I want to thank our listeners for hanging with us and talking about some trends for 2015. And for more on content management, check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Laura.